This is Gospel for Grampian, and it's our Community Elements show, and we're starting off today with Brian's good news. Well, first of all, hello, Brian.
And hello, Rob.
Welcome once again to the show. It's been a bit of a break once again, but good to have you back.
It's tremendous that we have returned again.
It is indeed. And first story, I believe it's on your marks, get set, go.
Indeed. Gym staff have set off from Aberdeen as they take on a national relay for a mental health charity. Teams of workers will run and cycle the length of Britain with the aim of raising money for Mental Health UK. They have already amassed their initial target of £250,000 and are now aiming to raise as much as possible for the charity. The first team of cyclists, who were to hand over the relay baton to the next group when they reached Dundee, set off from the most northerly Pure Gym on Ship Row in Aberdeen yesterday, destined for its southernmost facility in Plymouth, accompanied by Scotland's most successful Olympian, Sir Chris Hoy. Sir Chris said, "My hero, the cyclist Graham Oubre, has had mental health issues his whole life. I met him when he was a world champion and a world record holder, and it struck me that poor mental health can strike anyone at any time. It doesn't discriminate. A number of friends and teammates have struggled, and it's important we talk about it and take away the stigma. The guys have done brilliantly. I am really, really pleased to have been able to take part. The cycle is expected to take 7 days to complete. The team completing the Aberdeen to Dundee leg were waved off by Lord Provost Barney Crockett. He said, "It's a really inspirational event. In the Northeast, we are at the forefront of the fight against mental health, and it is really good to see this sort of thing happening. It's raising so much money for a great cause, but it's also raising awareness and encouraging people to be more active, which can help." Pure Gym Chief Executive Humphrey Gobbold said, "It has been great to see colleagues come together and raise such a large sum of money for an important cause. The aim of this relay is to challenge and unite all Pure Gym colleagues in celebrating of the business that they have created and the work that they do to make the UK healthier and to raise money and awareness for a great cause." Brian Dow, Managing Director of Mental Health UK, said, "I'd like to give a huge thanks to all of the team members at Pure Gym for their successful fundraising effort, and everyone at Mental Health UK wishes them the best of luck as they complete this Herculean task." A set of weights, a sleeping bag, and a bag of Nerf guns was found by groups taking part in a 24-hour litter pick. Hundreds of black bags were filled as volunteers set out to make Aberdeen sparkle again by collecting rubbish. Organised by Aberdeen City Council, 548 participants took part, with 320 bags filled across 46 clean-ups. Volunteers have been praised for their hard work by operational delivery convener John Wheeler. During the litter pick-up, groups found a set of weights, a vacuum cleaner, sleeping bags, and garden chairs. Pupils at Kitty Brewster Primary School found a bag of Nerf guns on their clean-up. Groups, schools, businesses and organisations took part in the event. This year's event, held last Thursday, was started by ACC's Environmental Services team near the River Dee, followed by the other groups every hour. Councillor John Wheeler said, "It's great that so many groups came out to help clean our city, making it look sparkling clean. Our staff work hard to keep the city clean and tidy, but unfortunately we can't be everywhere at the same time. So the work carried out by these communities, groups, workplaces and individuals made a big difference. We'd prefer if people didn't litter, as it's unsightly and is bad for the environment. We are all responsible for not littering in the first place. This effort can be as simple as picking up litter outside our front gates every day, or a bigger effort such as litter picks carried out by dozens of groups throughout the year. These organised events really do make a huge difference to local communities and help foster a bit of pride in our beautiful city. The event is part of the Clean Up Aberdeen campaign, which encourages people not to litter in the first place. It also provides equipment for groups who wish to organise picks." The Northeast woman has hailed a charity for turning her life around as she prepares to start university. Emily Barclay battled anorexia for most of her teenage years and spent months of her time in hospital before she was eventually admitted to the VSA St Albans Care Home last autumn. However, the volunteer gymnastics coach, who is originally from Aberdeen's West End, credited the charity with helping her overcome the condition. She is now set to realise her lifelong ambition of studying physiotherapy when she begins classes at Robert Gordon University after the summer. Emily said, "Pretty much all the way through my teenage years, I struggled with the disorder and I was in and out of hospital a lot. It ended up becoming a cycle because I would be in hospital for a few months, then go home, and although my parents tried hard, they couldn't really cope. It got worse and worse, and I ended up being in hospital for 2 years before we found out about St Albans. When I first went, things were really tough, but the staff helped me so much. It was all about what helped me and then fitting in around that. Them supporting me made me realise I needed to get better. They trusted me and were there for me when I needed them." Emily is now looking forward to beginning her course in September and is keen to make the most of the opportunity. She said, "This has been the goal for a long time. I have had the chance to go in the past, but I have always been too unwell. There was always something stopping me, but now I am finally going to be able to go and do it. It's been my dream for such a large part of my life, and I'm so excited for it. There's something else the staff at VSA have helped me with when I needed them. They have encouraged me and helped me to get well enough to be in a position where I can go to university and do things other young people do. I am so grateful for the support I've had from St Albans. Because of them, I am able to go and live a normal life and enjoy it. The hospital made me physically well, but being in St Albans has made me emotionally well again, and I can't thank the staff enough for that. I never thought life could be so good." St Albans manager Gail Smith said, "Emily has done so well to get to this point. She has reached a stage where she feels as though she is fully in control. She feels her time at St Albans has given her the confidence she needs to move on. She has done the majority of work and to get to this point herself, so she has to be given the credit for all of that. She's living her life to her full potential, and it's amazing to see what she's going to do." Under the heading of this next item is Tuchters and Tunzers figure out fit word is fit. How well did you cane your Doric raises? Proud teachers and Toonsers alike are being challenged to take on a BBC quiz-style game which tests their knowledge of the North East dialect. The game, which has been created along the lines of popular show Call My Bluff, will see members of the public unravel the derivations of Doric words and phrases. The hunt is now on for competitors keen to take part. Teams of three are being sought for the competition, which will involve them battling it out with local heats throughout September and to be so crowned as one of the winning teams. The two best teams will then compete against each other in the final in October. The competition is being run as part of the Across the Grain Festival, a month-long celebration of local culture which takes place in a range of different venues across Aberdeenshire throughout October. The festival was launched by Aberdeenshire Council for the first time last year. A spokesman for the local authority said, "Live Life Aberdeenshire Libraries will be providing all the words with brief definitions. It is up to each individual if they want to elaborate on any of the definitions we provide. So, if you have a love of the Doric dialect and would like to take part in the quiz, contact your local library. If you are an individual and would like to take part, the library service can find you a team to join locally, so please still get in touch. It is free to enter and open to all ages. More than 50 events will be held during October in more than 15 communities across Aberdeenshire. This includes an opportunity for members of the public to hear excerpts from Handel's Messiah sung in Doric, a workshop at the Loch of Strathbeg Nature Reserve a community heritage and songwriting project at Buchanhaven Heritage Centre, and Doric booking events for youngsters at libraries. The closing date for submissions for the competition is August 19th, with the final taking place at Aidan Theatre at Aidan Community Park near Mintlaw on October 10th from 7 to 9 p.m. It is hoped the festival will continue to grow with more Doric celebrations on offer so that it can run every year. More information can be found by visiting lifelifeaberdeenshire.org.uk/libraries. We have a scripture text today taken from Mark chapter 13, verse 31, where Jesus says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Amen.
Thank you, Brian. Well, I would almost be tempted to come indeed to the Doric, the first, because it's something we don't. Languages, especially local languages, often fast dying out in many parts of the world, and it's really good that you have competitions like this which are designed to keep the language going.
Keep it alive.
Now, I confess, Brian, that there's certain Doric words for, like, gloamin'. I thought Roman in the gloamin', not so much dusk as it is here. That's what it means. Gloamin' is dusk. But I thought it was a valley when it was overcast. Just roaming through a valley, just a sort of like a wilderness, heather-clad valley with lots of...
That would be one way of bringing it out clearer to the people in the competition.
Yes. But roaming in the gloaming, which is dusk, well, you could be anywhere roaming in the gloaming. I mean, yesterday was particularly gloaming.
Oh, indeed.
It really was, especially yesterday evening. Now, did you realise that sturi meant dusty, and fantouche, fancy, elaborate, muckle is big, and shilpit is not a rude word, it means feeble. Bert is to spin around.
Mm. Yes.
And troch.
Beryl.
A bosey is a hug.
Yes.
So these are interesting.
Yeah, I like bosies.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. And so it's on now to the glitter pick cleanup that was had the other Thursday. I can tell you that there's some amazing numbers of people came out and have been working to pick up litter here in Aberdeen. 321 bags were picked up, but actually that's actually quite a bit less than the amount of bags from previous years. So I think the message is getting through. If listeners are interested, they can actually listen in to an interview that I had with Stephen Shaw. And Stephen Shaw is the environment manager. His name is not mentioned here, but he actually started off these glitter picks with his two young children. Now, one of the children, I think it was Lewis, had actually suggested the name Glitter Pick because it puts the sparkle back into Aberdeen. That's why it was done. And so the name Glitter Pick actually came about.
Very appropriate.
So it really, you know, absolute genius for coming from a child as well. So that's really good. Now, I was actually going to mention that, of course, the amount of litter contains a lot of plastic. That plastic can get into the environment. And there's a plastic bag that my colleague, because I work for Aberdeen City Council Ranger Service, my colleague Duncan actually picked up a plastic bag that obviously had been there for a little bit of time, judging by the grime that was on it. But other parts of it were showing still just the same shiny look as it had when it was new. And they reckon that the plastic bag may take 25, 30 or perhaps even more years to break down. And of course, when it does, it breaks into smaller and smaller bits. And these bits can get into the sea, can get into the food chain, into the human food chain, mark you.
Mm.
And there's a Now, there's a fish and chip shop I heard about recently in Leicester that had actually closed down. They're closed down not because of anyone telling them they had to close down. This was because they had an eye-opening experience when they went on a fishing trip and discovered the amount of plastic that was actually inside the fish that they'd been caught. So just imagine if you take that fish, dip it in batter and pop it into the fish fryer. That plastic would melt and it would then coat the inside of the fish, and then we would eat it, and then, well, you can only imagine what that might
do. Yes.
So these are something that these owners didn't want, and they took a responsible look at it, and they're now going to open a restaurant which is plant-based. But they don't want to have plastic, and it just shows that we can all have a role in picking up litter, and plastic itself becomes
a very important role.
Becomes an accelerant for fire, because if you get a lot of plastic, it can make any fire that is close by worse. So when you have litter bin fires, it builds up huge amounts of toxins and fumes, and it's not good for the fire service either.
Very true.
So it's good to go and keep picking litter up, and those who turned out for the litter pick were really good. Now, let's get on with Sir Chris Hoy and Barney Crockett, and indeed the folks, good folks from the Pure Gyms, who are carrying out this cycle ride to raise money for mental health charity, Mental Health UK, here in the UK, and cycling all the way from Aberdeen down to Plymouth.
That's some, as they put it at the end of the article here, it's a Herculean task. It really is. They'll be taking it in turns.
Yes.
But it's a,
if you were younger, would you try that?
I did.
You did?
Well, I once went on a cycling holiday from Aberdeen to the northwest of Scotland.
Mm-hmm. But all the way down to Plymouth?
No. Sorry.
Yeah, is that not something I would easily do, but hats off to them for doing that. And at least it's a relay race, so they, you know, it's not one person doing that whole distance. It is a relay race, and they can do that. So it probably goes from Aberdeen to Aberdeen down to Dundee, and maybe they might do Dundee to Edinburgh, Edinburgh to Newcastle, say?
Possibly.
And Newcastle to, I don't know, Leeds? That would be a really long way. And then Birmingham, and then London, and Bristol, and Plymouth, I suppose it would go like
it
that.
It would be.
That's just a guessed route, but no, really, really good. And we'll certainly give mention to Mental Health UK when we come to do the programme.
Yes.
So excellent. And then there's anorexia. Have you ever come across anyone with anorexia yourself?
Indeed, I haven't. And I suppose I don't want to either.
No.
I certainly wouldn't want to suffer from it. But it's great that Emily Barclay here has now managed to overcome that. But through the immense help that she has received from the Auden Centre.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fabulous help they gave her, because she is not only able to overcome it physically, but emotionally as well.
Because it is more mental health.
It is more mental health orientated, yes. And so her achievement now is tremendous. And what an encouragement that is to her. She's been suffering for so long, and now she has release.
And it must be such a relief for her parents.
Boundless relief. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tremendous, actually. Which an encouragement for them. And, well, it's an encouragement for me to know that this sort of thing, like the Auburn Centre, is available for people that need it. But we don't want to need it, but Mm-hmm. We're so grateful that the Odin Centre is around to help people who do.
Or indeed, any of the organisations like Mental Health UK,
yes.
Penumbra, SAMH, these are all mental health charities that help people. And there's also for young people as well. So really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Brian, can I thank you very much for that? And can I ask you to do the scripture once again?
Willingly. From Mark chapter 13, verse 31, where Jesus says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Amen.
Amen. Brian, thank you very much for that, and we'll see you next week, bright and early. Same time next week.